this yeah. Young. This ain't mine.
And then you're based in LA?
Yeah.
With yeah. Both of y'all?
Yeah. Yeah, we're sisters. Yeah, we're sisters.
Y'all didn't tell me nothing.
What do you mean?
You come just on, don't listen to me.
That's true.
I'm used to it.
That's true.
You have notes?
Just a couple of things. Because so twice. Yeah, we're gonna freestyle.
You?
Yeah. Because twice, when we've interviewed somebody, I've said the wrong location twice. And I don't want to do it again. Never Ooh. Again.
This is an act?
I'm never like this.
No, you're usually yelling at me.
Check one, two.
Kick your shit around.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a lovely Thursday. We're back, and it's an exciting episode. But first, I'm Danko, and I am joined with Lewis.
Your boy.
A.K.A. Seventh. And I also have Lorenzo here, too.
My friends are here. I have to think of a random fact. I don't say hi.
I almost got shocked. I didn't think you were going to do a random fact.
No, I have to.
And as Lorenzo mentioned, we have some special guests in the man cave, the boys' room. The boys' room. And we're doing an artist spotlight this week. And we have Anubina.
Let's go. Lorenzo's hey. Friends.
Yeah. My other bosses.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's really fucking hot.
I'm freezing.
Outside.
You're freezing.
Yeah, well,
it's hot where?
Oh my god.
Outside?
It's 87 degrees outside.
You just don't sweat. If I breathe too long and hot air comes out, I sweat in.
You're wearing a flannel. Oh, but he's wearing a hoodie. I don't know. You're complaining about the heat. Lewis, he's wearing a hoodie.
But Lewis also just be wearing hoodies in the summer. Like, it's nothing. I'm out there.
This episode is not about me.
I'm just stating that I be sweaty and you don't. That's why it's hot for me.
I know Sam, I'm sweating too.
Yeah, no, just be
sweating. I'm freezing.
You're freezing in here?
I'm freezing.
You want one of my...
I feel like we're in a dungeon.
It's pretty much a dungeon.
It's a little bit. It's better than outside.
I guess I should ask how the drive was down here.
It wasn't bad at all. It was just a little traffic. But like when we were getting out of LA, it was a little trafficky. And then it was cleared for the rest.
Yeah.
But
ain't nobody trying to drive
yeah,
over
here. Yeah, no one's coming over here for the AV.
Nobody's trying to drive over here.
Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for having us.
Bitch.
Related. We got twins.
Yes. So Anupina is based in LA. And they're alternative trap group. And they've got a ton of awesome songs on Spotify. I'm sure you guys have a couple coming out. And yes. Also probably on SoundCloud or somewhere else. Yes. Just hidden away.
And Apple Music.
Apple Music.
We're on Pandora. We're on Tidal. I don't even know. Tidal,
I don't know
saying.
Who uses Tidal, but hey, I feel like
Amazon Music.
Amazon Music. What else?
I think that's it. Yeah.
So everything.
All platforms.
Everything.
YouTube.
Okay. So you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, we do.
Pretty.
Anupina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you put mostly? I know you guys do like choreography, music videos, and stuff like that.
Yes.
You guys do dancing? That's crazy.
Sarcastic ass.
What are you doing that?
What? Be myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Just don't let it happen again.
don't bring that around.
Do you guys like to incorporate a lot of dancing to most of your songs and music videos?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We like making like a whole visual to our music. Usually when we release singles and stuff like that.
Nice. And do you have anything recent that's come out?
Our most recent is Baghdad.
Yeah. Our most recent song, recent music video is I Love It. But that didn't have a dance. It was more like a storyline, a little bit colorful, fun. Video. A little bit more pop R&B style. And then we had Baghdad come out. We just performed it live. We're shooting a music video to that also. We already have a dance to it. Everything's done, wrapped up. And then we're coming out with another song also.
With the dance that Lorenzo's in.
Yeah.
Lorenzo's in Baghdad too.
Oh yeah.
We're shooting like, two music like, videos and he's
I was like,
video.
I know that dance. I think the last one you guys had was
Cash Out,
yeah. That one is
last dance music video, yeah, yeah. It was Cash Out.
That one's visually pleasing. Like the nighttime dances with like the sunlight is super good. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that one.
Yeah. It's a lot of like guys' favorites. Like everybody that listens to our music, usually the guys love that song.
That's
yeah.
As a male, yes. I was like, I could see yes. that.
So officially, you guys have 15 singles, 15 tracks, at least on Spotify, available to Spotify.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah,
I didn't okay. even know that.
She's like, what? No, yeah, that's about right.
Any plans in the future to kind of have more come out, whether that be like EPs, albums, mm-hmm. any of those projects, collaborations? I know you've collaborated with people on some of your tracks before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, as of right now, I don't think we're thinking about making an EP or an album, but definitely releasing more music would
yeah.
probably be...
Would head in that yeah, we'll probably head in that direction. Yeah.
The most we will do is an EP again. We dropped one EP, which was called Milk, a while ago, a year and a half ago or so. Did really well, but singles are just... Music videos is like kind of what we're going for right now. Album's a serious thing. Yeah. Yeah, but we're starting with much more music videos coming out.
Nice.
Much more content, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I've known you guys. Yeah. I've known you guys, but I've never asked us, like, what got you guys into music? Or, like...
Damn.
There's so much. Like, I feel like we're going to talk a lot, but I guess yeah, that's the whole point.
Please. I think that's the point of this episode.
It started as, like, rock music. Like, we were yeah. so into, like, heavy metal.
We started as a band.
We were a rock band.
Yeah, with our, like, little cousin, we were, like, a little, just like a, what, triple?
That's so dope.
Triple threat.
Yeah, no.
A trio.
It was a trio that we did. And then we ended up, like, learning to dance and shit. And then...
We started dancing just for fun. Like, yeah. We were into a lot of just different types of music from different countries, just listening to people and, like, Russian rap. And then you yeah. see, like, they're dancing in it, and then Korean music, and then Japanese, and there's all kinds of stuff. And so that's kind of what made us want to start dancing.
Yeah. And then after that, after dance is when we started making our own stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just, that's just what we started doing after
yep.
that.
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys are at home at TikTok, I'm assuming. You guys use TikTok a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Do we? You I mean, know. not TikTok, but like Instagram Reels and stuff like that.
So like little dance videos, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just TikTok.
The format of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like when like TikTok was like at its peak, you know,
not
with
like
the
TikTok.
To be honest, I'm not on it enough to like know what the fuck's going on. I don't know.
I don't go on TikTok.
So much crazy shit is on TikTok. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's okay.
Maybe yeah. I just can't keep up with it. I don't know.
It's too much.
It's yeah. a lot. And I feel like it like is not dance anymore as much.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong, but like I feel like Instagram's now coming back to like where it's like dance videos kind of took over TikTok a little bit.
Yeah.
TikTok's a little cringy.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I just figured out? Like, I mean, from our last two practices, because I didn't get to ever make stuff with you guys.
Yeah.
But the thing that I didn't even, like, realize is that you guys are dancers. Because I know you guys dance with us. But
yeah.
I really thought that we were going to come in and we were going to choreograph it. Or, like, in a sense. But when you guys were like, all right, we finished half the dance. And I was like, with who? We just got here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, snap, that's cool. Like, because you guys do dance. Like,
yeah.
I think that's as... Somebody who dances, I don't know if you guys know, but somebody who dances, I think that's really cool because that's usually not how it works. Usually, like,
yeah.
You know, I think it's like a good blend because you got us that like don't really know how to dance, but like we kind of know like looks good, and then they come in and they fix everything. And,
yeah,
like, it's
like
good. Like
we know how to yeah. make dances look good, like, and we know how to what looks good for like our body and stuff like that. And then you just kind of advance it. That's
yeah.
that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. And yeah, we do. We practice every single day. So like the days where you guys aren't there,
yeah.
it's like, which is kind of like nobody really knows. Everybody thinks that we just practice. You know.
Thank you for noticing that we try so hard.
Thank you for noticing our effort.
Because yeah, you guys, we walked in, knee pads. I was like, What happened?
Did you guys hurt yourselves?
When you listen to me, you say that's all that you need. And I couldn't see, tell me the reason. I'm only loving half of you. I'm lucky that I'm losing you. Get you off my fucking mind. Can't you just talk to me, baby? Don't listen to me, you say that's all that you need.
Works. I would say this video that we're working on with Lorenzo
and Alex
and Jomo. My bad.
I'm gonna call him Jomo.
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. We're trying to film this video that we got in a week. Next week.
Yeah, we're filming it in 1 week on the 20 something.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
Just to coordinate this.
I'm just going to say that. It's going to be dope.
Yeah. It's a different, I would say it's a different, like, aspect of us. Like, it's a different, right? Like, it's way different than what people would expect. We're not going to give away. But, yeah, it's really cool. It's a little bit more sexual.
Yeah.
Yep. But, like, not too much. It's just perfect.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's sexy enough.
Sexy.
Yeah. But dude, I feel like Tom Holland. Like, you know what Tom Holland like doesn't know how to do interviews and he like wants to give everything away? Now like the mic's in front of me, I'm like, oh, I really want to talk. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, he knows like all the secrets.
Yeah.
But really cool. Our songs, we can give away the name. It's called YSL. So
I was about to say it's called I Won.
It's not called we changed the name a few times. But yeah, it's called YSL. It should be dropping fairly soon because as soon as we film things, edit, and we get it out, usually we don't hold on to things for too long. But yeah,
okay.
Should be really fun. Should be really good video.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun to film.
Can I talk about what camera we're using?
Totally.
Okay, just from nerd technology Asian boy, it's, we get to shoot with a red camera. I'm so excited. Yeah. I just want to see it. That's like a house. That's like a car.
The only reason I'm going is because I want to see it.
Dude, it's so
the only reason why I'm showing up.
The camera and their hairless cat Blue. Those are the two reasons I'm here. That's it.
Let's talk about my Sphinx cats really quick. I have two naked cats. Lorenzo's obsessed with them.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Obsessed.
Sphinx cats are dope.
He comes over.
He has like cute aggression. So when he sees Blue, he always squeezes his head and he's like.
Yeah, with his cat.
They're so cute. And then Blue just likes being touched. Like he doesn't really care. And like the moment you scratch him, he's like purring super loud. That's why he just loves. He just enjoys. Like
he's like a dog.
Yeah, he's social. Yeah.
And he knows we're dancing. Where we're dancing in what room we're dancing in. He comes right in. He's following right behind all the boys when we're walking in. He's like, and he goes and sits on the chair and he's watching. It's fun.
He's too good. Love him.
What sort of influences do you guys kind of pull from? It doesn't have to be a musical influence. It could be just anything.
I would say our like style of a lot of things we do. I'm not gonna say anything's the same as any artist because like they're like icons. But yeah, I would say like TLC. A lot of our like I would say how we incorporate dance and then our kind of different style of music. I would say is like. I get a lot of inspiration from them, even from like Rihanna to The Weeknd, like all that like range. Even like a little bit of Post Malone, how he like sing rap sometimes too. I would say our inspiration comes from a lot of that too. So, yeah, what would you say, Anna?
Nicki Minaj. This one is for the boys, you know? She's fire. She's inspiration.
Sing the whole verse.
Just this one is for the
That one, I can see all that now too. Those are like
you agree?
Yeah, because I didn't know how to like pinpoint some stuff. Like I feel like I was like oh like I feel like I heard this, but like I don't know if that's like an influence. But yeah, now that I've seen, now that like you guys are saying, I don't know why I didn't ask these questions when I'm with you guys. But yeah, now I like see, I see all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that this isn't your first interview.
No.
Correct.
Right.
So what was it? What's it like being interviewed? Like the feeling? We don't really ask the artists.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's so awesome. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's kind of what you work so hard for every day, you know? Mm-hmm. We just love like interacting, and now we're like trying to like really get back on our shit and like pull our artistry together. Getting everything organized. It's been a mess, but like we're trying to get everything back into line, you know. But being here is so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you like the boys' room.
Yeah, it's fire.
The door's a fridge.
Can't beat that. Yeah, it's fire. It's fire.
What was like? What was that tour in Japan that you guys did? What was that like?
That was like that was life changing. It sucks that after that COVID had hit, so like we couldn't like really.
Lucky we got the chance before every single thing got shut down. I think that every artist is kind of having a struggle like getting out of the COVID thing, because it's like everything got shut down and we just like lived our dream, and then we're just like, wait, what do we do now?
It was like we went to Japan and then everything stopped all of a sudden. So it was like
our momentum
was rolling. Yeah.
Our momentum was like up, and like things were like, we had like energy to do this and wanted to do that, and then as soon as everything shut down, we're like, wait, hold on. Like hold
what
on
do we do now?
And we were supposed to go back in that summer. And then we're supposed to go back that December because it keeps getting moved and moved and moved. And then the next year came around and it's just like everybody's financially struggling. I mean, every single person from the tour manager to the people that put on their shows are struggling. They can't even keep their place open. It's crazy. It was sad. It was really sad and really. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's trying to get their momentum back up, you know.
Would you ever want to go back?
Absolutely. 100%. Our friend.
That's the plan, honestly.
He's like one of our best friends that we did a song with and everything. He's so famous, you guys. In Japan. And we're like, every day I'm just like, watch him. I'm like, wow, so proud. He got so famous. And that's who we toured with. We toured with him. We did 3 shows with him. We were out there for a month. We did 3 shows with him. And then we did 3 shows of our own that we were kind of at like an EDM style like shows, which were really fun
too.
And
then we did a video together as well.
We did a music video out there. Yeah. With him, that's the guy, and then he ended up during the pandemic. Man, he blew up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, it was like
the pandemic was for him.
Yeah,
it wasn't for us.
No, it wasn't.
So, minus music, mm-hmm. of course, and dancing. Well, I guess dancing too. What do you like to do for the both of you? What do you like to do hobby wise for free time?
Damn, I don't do nothing. I really don't be doing nothing. I just be home.
Chilling
if we're not either dancing with the boys and stuff,
or
like,
in the studio.
Or in the studio.
That's a vibe though.
Yeah.
That's literally cool. All we do. Dad stresses us out. It's great.
It's the life.
We gotta do this, we gotta do that, we gotta do this. And then we try to like tell the boys about it, and then it's like, hold on, you know.
Yeah. I do like making clothes and shit. I do, you know. This is just
yeah. I like cutting shit up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's all I do. And then it becomes Anupina still, though, so.
Yeah, we always.
I do nothing but Anupina.
If we're not doing, it's honestly true. It's like our number one job. If we're not doing, like, music or anything like that, we're thinking about, like, merch and music videos. I don't know. It's like
weird shit for, like, music videos and stuff. Like, that's all we do. Yeah.
Yeah. And argue back and forth about what looks good and what doesn't.
The love of the process, for sure.
Sometimes we be putting hands on each other. I'm just kidding.
Oh. And go ahead.
Oh, this is like about her dad. This is off topic, low-key. But her dad be making clothes, and he got two embroidery machines, bro.
And he just got that one printer thing, whatever it's called.
It's a sticker machine.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It makes T-shirts too.
It's like a vinyl heat press. But like in a different form.
He can print out a whole picture.
Yeah, it's like he can print it out from the printer on a shirt. Like
exactly.
Like a computer, like it's like, I think it's like dye sub. That's what it's called. But it's like basically dye sub printer ink, and then you put a shirt through and it prints the image.
Like right away.
Right away.
It's so
That's
cool.
Spooky.
He made us, like, I was gonna wear it today, but then, like, I had, don't ask, but he made us, like, a shirt with our, like, album cover, like, our little, not album, but our single cover on it. It's fire. You can, the picture is as clear as the picture you took.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You mentioned merch. You guys have merch out?
Onupina.com.
Y'all got hoodies and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, we have everything. We have.
I don't know why we didn't bring any. Oh my gosh.
That was
stupid. I'm going to bring you a bunch of stuff and just get handed over to them. That was stupid.
We finna practice soon, so I'll just grab it.
Yeah. Practice tomorrow morning.
I won't get it.
Where's the...
Oh my goodness. I'll get you your shirts.
I'm sorry. I don't know him.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have their stuff, and then I will bring your shirts. Because Luce is also part of my clothing line. That's why.
Yeah.
And like some of these past shirts, I haven't given to them.
You can't tell. I don't have anything.
I'm sorry. I got you. Might be.
Where's the elementary Onupina?
Oh, we work
merch line.
We work in. Yeah, we work in. We talked. We've definitely talked about it. Mm. Yeah. Got like shoots to come up with and stuff. Yeah.
And the cool thing is, like, when we shoot music videos, we like try to incorporate everyone's brand. Like, if we need to do like your shoot, we have another set within our set. We're like, we could shoot right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're gonna pull it off all in one day.
Yeah.
We're shooting two music videos in one day.
Oh my! Yeah.
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 Oh my god.
You're gonna be busy.
Oh, like dead ass. Like
yeah. Know. No, oh, yeah. No, we're not joking. Yeah, we going.
Yeah.
And a photo shoot, clearly. Two dances, two songs.
Four sets.
Yeah.
Four sets.
In a day.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah. It's gonna be ugly.
You say I'm bad for your health. Toxic by the way you work it well. So big cause you're creeping up from hell. Your head eyes are hell. We can lay low. It don't really mean that much to me. If you say so. We can talk about it. We can talk.
Good water reviews.
Good.
Finding you on air.
What?
Thank you. Trying to get on your good side.
I almost cussed you out.
Bro.
Do you guys like Fiji water?
Fiji water? I mean, I like any water. I'm not, yeah. I'm not specific about any water. I like smart water.
Mm-hmm.
Topic change, anyway.
What's on the rotation for you guys?
Oh, yeah. So, what are you guys listening to lately?
Oh, my God. Dude, I love Banks. Her new album. Does anybody know who that is?
Banks?
Banks. She's like a alternative also. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Her album's on repeat right now. Hold on. Her song called Fuck Love, you guys need to listen to, by Banks, okay?
And we'll definitely have a playlist for this.
Serpentina is her album name. I don't know what that means. But the song Fuck Love, Skinny Dipped, and Dead End is fire. That's who I'm listening to right now. Anu?
I've been listening to some Yeet.
What?
Some Yeet?
Yeah.
You crazy, then.
You crazy. She said a little
look,
bit.
Look at me.
Look into the windows of my soul and tell me I'm not.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Anything else for you guys? Or those are like the main ones.
That's me right now.
Yeah.
That's been on repeat. I listened to Future's album. Listened. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I don't know.
That's fair.
What are you guys feeling about it?
I've never listened to Future in my life.
Okay. Sounds like Future.
Life?
No.
It sounds like Future. Okay.
Sounds like Future.
Yeah.
So.
I hate that song Chickens. I just had to put it out there.
Chickens?
Yo, I
chickens. He chickens. Chickens. That's what he says. I got it explained to me from somebody from Florida because apparently it's a Florida thing.
Oh.
Flo. Flo explained it to me. And he was like, chickens is like hoes. Like, and then like a little hoe, I guess. I was like, what the fuck is chickens mean? Like, what the hell? I was like, what's chickens? And he said it's hoes. So there you go. Chickens is hoes.
Oh, yeah. They used to say that out here. Like, chicken heads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's okay. Head. Damn.
I ain't know that.
I know what I call you guys.
I'm finna get called that at practice.
Chicken haze.
What have you guys been listening to? Besides the Kendrick album.
Nothing.
Ugh. Nothing? How many times have you listened already?
Eight.
I've only gotten to do one so far.
Three times?
Right.
I had to listen. I didn't catch
up. No, that's fair.
I'm not going to catch up with you. It's my competition. Bro, I already have my opinion already. I don't need eight times. What's wrong with you?
You can't. You have your opinion after three times?
Yes, sir. You want to hear it?
Is your man?
That's not my man.
Yeah, it was.
Not right now. Because I'm going to get yelled at by your friends again.
Oh my gosh.
Other than that, I don't know. I think it's just the Kendrick album.
You should listen to the Banks album.
Do you listen to like females' music? Like sometimes some people don't listen to females' music.
Oh no, I do.
These two are the most avid listener of so many things. Like there's no.
Put them in there too.
I always listen to one song.
I listen to one song for like a month.
Yeah, exactly. Because I have to like I'm trying to hear all the beats and stuff. I'm trying to like analyze everything. But these two listen to like their music library is too insane. Listen to everything.
Question for you guys then. Oh. What's your favorite Anu Pina song?
Mine's Morning Cup.
Cole?
Okay, that's not fair.
Fire?
That's not fair.
Everybody had a real quick answer. Yeah, that was Cole. Like, that's cool. Fire. Cool. Fire. Because you guys went a little deep because those songs aren't even that popular.
Yeah.
Listen.
Come on.
Listen. Okay, listen. They didn't put me up on.
They didn't put
like
you
that.
On?
He tried to.
They played. Nope.
No, like, he tried to look. He tried to look for you guys, but he didn't know how to spell. And then he didn't know how to spell the name. But then he didn't ask me either.
It took me a while to. Like,
you don't text back.
He texts me back all the time. So quick.
Whoa.
That's a choice.
Oh, you just got caught. Oh. As a choice.
You don't text us.
Okay.
No, but Pina gives attitude. I'll call him. That's what you got to do. Call him. Listen, motherfucker.
Just to be clear, real quick. Absolutely, that's the truth. I text them back. I don't text them. You know who put me on to that?
Bailey put me on, and Bailey said, listen, if this motherfucker doesn't text you back, call him.
Dang.
Yeah, you just don't know. We be DMing.
Dude, the homie called me out.
Group chat.
Yeah, but y'all
don't say nothing.
Yeah, because sometimes I wake up and y'all are just already arguing. I'm not trying to stop my day.
We're having a music discussion.
Do I argue?
Music discussion.
He can't even vouch for you.
I can't. Because you're always certain hot. Remember the Black Star conversation?
Wait.
We fought for like an hour on Black Star.
See, I'd be waking up and y'all be already arguing. I'm like, I don't want to jump in.
I think your opinion's stupid.
I think your opinion's dumb.
Whoa.
So there you go.
That's why
we make this podcast.
Happy birthday.
You have different opinions.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you should go check out 7th Music, everybody.
Again? I'm never like this.
Such a liar. Well, thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course.
Do you guys have any final words you want to say?
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Like, handles.
Let's see.
Coming out with new shit soon.
Our Instagram and our YouTube and our music search, everything is exactly the same. It's all Anu Pina. So it's really easy to find everything. There's no underscore dash 0.523.
But if you don't know how to spell it,
for people who don't know how to spell,
A N O O P I N A.
Hear about pointing?
What?
Did y'all tell him? Like, no. Did you direct her to point?
He's got this thing about.
Because they point
so
aggressive.
I'm so glad that they pointed at you. I'm so.
I hate it.
I'll take it back.
I'll take it back.
Also, our dancers are amazing. And shout out to Alex, Lorenzo. Actually, sorry, hold on. Start over. Lorenzo, Alex, because he brought us here today, Lorenzo. So we're going to shout out to Lorenzo.
Alex, cool.
Alex is our boy. Alex has been with us for 4+ years. Solid. Never changes. Alex, OG. Jordan. Jordan been with us for 4+ years, too.
Yeah.
Alex just happens to, like, choreograph with us, like, you know, on the low, and, you know, we be working together type of shit.
Yeah.
Now Lorenzo's included in that. Yeah. So shout out to our dancers. Shout out to my dad that's not here today, but he's our manager. Shout out to you guys. Yep. You guys are fire.
Thank you.
Shout out to my sister. Shout out to my baby that's in the car right now. He's almost a year old, June 5th.
Yeah. Ocean. The homie.
Shout out to Blue.
Shout out to my boo that's in the car too. They waiting, chilling.
Yeah.
You guys gotta do an interview with him next. The kid flow.
He does music too.
Fire, trap, fire. Trap. He just released a music video too. I'm giving my baby a shout out. Hold on. His song's called
No Halo.
No Halo. Thank you. You got my bags.
I know. That's my brother-in-law. Let's go.
I actually blanked. Sorry. No Halo. He just dropped it yesterday. Fire also. So nice. You need to hear him out. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
And YSL coming soon.
YSL's dropping as soon as possible.
Anupina.
Yeah.
So. Hey, but like the good YSL, right? Not the... Mm-hmm. Not the Young Thug.
No. YSL, like the purses, the bags, the shoes, the clothing. Yep.
Ooh. Hey, yeah. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah.
I think I showed you like when Yves Saint Laurent first came out. Remember I showed you that shirt where it was like the yen, the dollar sign, and then the pound symbol? That's Yves Saint Laurent.
Mm-hmm.
That was them.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Saint Laurent, the clothing brand.
Yeah.
Clean.
Disclaimer.
The clothing brand. We're not affiliated with it.
But Yves Saint Laurent, if you want to sponsor us, that would be incredible.
Drip us.
Drip us. A N O O P I N A.
On all socials.
On all YouTube. Socials. Yes. You know, on YouTube, streaming it might be Anupina Music. Hold up.
No, just type in Anupina. It comes up.
Oh.
It do.
Mm-hmm. It do?
It do. And then you can also wait, watch. You can also watch their interview.
Is that proper?
Oh yeah, our interview's right there. We have a green background behind us. If you'll see us right there. Ooh. Really fire. It's lit. We're little. We look so different.
I was so different. Like, I was like 17.
No, you were.
Yes,
not.
I was. I was 17.
Dang, that's crazy.
So that is crazy.
Yeah.
She acts like she's so much older right now.
I'm 21.
No, you weren't 17 then because we were there 2 years ago.
It was 2018.
Because I remember Alex was 17.
Oh.
Moded. You said 2017?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
It was 2017 before the pandemic hit.
Was it 2018? When did the pandemic hit?
2009.
Like last week? Like last week?
It's all a blur.
Last week and the week before. I think
2019. I don't know.
I think mid 2019.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another episode, another artist spotlight with Anupina. And shout out to them. Make sure to follow them on all their socials and on streaming platforms. Their music is amazing. All of it will be in the description below on whatever you're listening to this podcast on. First off, shout out to the Working On It Network. We're joined with an amazing amount of podcasts. We've got the Chit Show podcast with Leo. He does pop culture and news. We also have Solarian Girls with Candace and Brittany.
Do it. You haven't done it in a minute. Go do it.
You didn't do last
minute.
No, this is yours now.
Wait, no.
You took it from me.
Why don't you do it together?
Shut up.
Me personally, friend?
Oh my God.
Solarian Girls.
That's the episode that...
Yep, we don't talk about that. shout out to Solarian Girls with Candace and Brittany. They go over their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy, so go check them out. And shout out to us.
Yeah.
We did it again.
Another one.
What?
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
Me. I'm your boy.
And with that being said,
yo, girls, Anupina in this
I'll follow
beach.
You guys because you yelled at me.
You better.
Respect.
My friends are here.
Anupina. Yeah, I guess he back there. Pain on the so I'ma throw it back. Got to throw it back. Yeah, oh, I did that. I'ma hand it right into the kid trash. Yeah, if it don't pipe, I'ma put your shit gone in your house. Put a split smoke on all the house. Staying in this bitch, like I'm. You better.